This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Before going on in our study of 1 Thessalonians to chapter 2, let me share a few personal thoughts. Since I've been in ministry all my adult life, I've tried to apply what we have found in chapter 1 to my life. There were four basic questions I asked myself to help me do a reality check on my life and ministry. How does my prayer life compare to that described in verses 2 and 3? Paul continually remembered those he had reached for Christ in his prayers and always expressed thanksgiving for them as he prayed. When I share the Word of God, does it go forth with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction? Verse 5. That's something hard to determine, but is there any indication these elements are present? Is my life a reflection of the truth I am sharing with others? Paul could say with confidence in verse 5, "You know how we lived among you for your sake." These new believers had a clear model to follow. As they followed Paul's example, they were in essence following in the footsteps of Jesus. If those I serve followed my example, would they in essence be following in the footsteps of Jesus? Is the fruit of my labor fruit that remains, and is it reproducing itself? Not everyone who came to faith in Christ under Paul's ministry continued to grow and reproduce, but there was sufficient evidence among the Thessalonians that Paul had reason to thank God for what he was doing. When I take a reality check using these questions, I have reason to be grateful for what God has done, but there is so much more that still needs to be done. And because of that, I covet your prayer support.